accession number 20271, reel 5.
Ron Hill, reel 5. Now, I think you were also involved in the Mullane emergency of the 50s.
Yes, indeed. Yes. What happened was, being a radio operator, I was sent ashore one particular period, and I spent every day with a platoon of the Green Howards, in which I held the radio set, and I had an able seaman with me who had the rifle and also the battery for the radio. And we worked with the Army. The Army worked direct to an Oster aircraft that was doing the sighting of the terrorists, the communists in the jungle. They would signal back, the aircraft would signal back to the Green Howards. Green Howards would tell me, I would tell the ship the coordinates, and the ship would open fire, and the aircraft would say up a bit, left a bit, down a bit, and so on. Well, this went on for a week, and every day I'd go back to the ship at night, go ashore the next morning, same thing happened, same guys. On the Friday, the Oster aircraft came down in the jungle. So the captain of the platoon said, we'll go and see if we can find it. I told the ship, and they said to me, stay with the platoon. I never saw the ship again for 9 weeks. We're supplied by air. I'd run out of Navy uniform. All the leech marks are still there, all down the side of my shin, the leeches. I caught malaria. Whilst I was in Korea, I caught trench mouth disease as well, and tropical ringworm, why have I said that? And even today, when it gets hot, it breaks out. Never cure it. Anyway, while we were in the jungle, we had occasion to be fired on, by which time my battery was flat. Because remember, when I'm on board the ship overnight, I'm charging the battery up. So the battery went flat. So I said to the officer in charge, this captain, I said, what do we do with the battery? He said, leave it. So I ditched the battery. The able seaman fired 2 bullets from his magazine, helping the Army. When we got back on board, there was a court of inquiry.
2 bullets into what?
He was helping the Army when they were firing into the jungle. There was a court of inquiry as to the loss of 2 bullets from his rifle and the loss of my battery. Why did you leave it behind? You should have hung on to it. I didn't pay for it, fortunately. And to this day, whenever I see Army bloomers, have you ever seen Army underpants?
No.
And you know the size of me, I'll tell you, when you see the size, I put them round, you could have put a belt all around my tummy. You know, they were so huge, it wasn't true. So that was my time in Malaya.
Was the Oster pilot rescued?
No. What happened was, when I'm going back, it must be 5 or 6 years ago, I read a little item in the paper to say that an aircraft had been found in the jungle with the pilot still in the cockpit. He was a skeleton. And I said then, that was the pilot that we were after. Yeah.
But you were ambushed by the enemy, right?
Oh, fired on. Because we're working towards, and the Oster aircraft, of course, must have been above them because he was giving us instructions to fire onto the terrorists. So whether they got him, I don't know. Whether they brought him down, don't know. There was no report from the Army, because remember, I'm not talking to the aircraft. I'm talking to the ship. It's the captain who's talking to the aircraft.
And which year was this?
51.